From the U.S. Army Studios, it's Mornings with Etch on Y-102.
Good morning. Now, 2 days ago, you may have heard a little song and a story that I like to include in the good news. This story is of Johnny Gondison, and he wrote a song for Christmas years and years and years ago. And I found out about this song, and I loved the story because, from what I understand, Johnny just wanted to have this song spread throughout the nation so that everybody could have some Christmas cheer and enjoy the song the way his family has enjoyed it for years and years. We had a listener who recorded that segment on her cell phone and sent it out to Johnny's family. And then Johnny and son and I got in touch with each other. And we said, you know what? Why don't we have Johnny call into the show? So, Johnny, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Love it. So tell me a little bit about, because this is like the craziest thing. I mean, you're how old now? You're in your 80s, correct?
I'm 83 right now.
83 years old. And out of nowhere, this whole thing that you're probably not used to, something called going viral, has just happened to your life, right?
Yes. And it's so exciting. I don't know what to do.
Your son was telling me that you just recently picked up a smartphone and everything, and you're still trying to get the hang of all that as well. And then next thing you know, you're blowing up on social media, and people are sending out your song to different radio stations and everything. And this is great. So tell me a little bit of the backstory about this song. It's called Christmas Is Here.
Well, back in 1965, I had two little girls, and we would go to Houston, and down the highway, we would see these lots that had Christmas trees and tents with the lights around them.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the girls would see these real Christmas trees, they would point to them and they would say, ho, 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 ho. Well, to them, that meant like Santa Claus.
Yeah. You know?
That kept going around in my head. And when I got home that night, I stayed up pretty late, maybe like 3 o'clock or so. I wrote the lyrics to the song. And the next morning, I got back up again and started with the song again, and I put the music to it. Well, I had been playing in a little country band, and the guys listened to the song, and they said, well, why don't you record it? So the man that was in the front of the band, he had a nice reel-to-reel recorder, and we recorded the song. And we tried putting it out, but no one was interested in the song back then. And it just kind of lay there for the longest time. I would give copies of it away, and I played it for my kids, and they loved it all their life. So just about 4 years ago, my son said, well, let's do something with this song. Let's put it on iTunes and also make a video. So we made a video in our home, and they started getting hits on the YouTube mm-hmm. of our video we put out. Then someone got hold of it from Channel 13 in Houston, and they came to the house, and they made another video, and they start playing it. And then radio station here in Houston, mm-hmm. They made a little interview on the air, and they start playing it. And then before we knew it, Inside Edition wanted to come out and do a little interview at my house again. So they came out and they videoed a little something and sent it to New York. And before we knew it, that was on the air on TV. And then before I knew it, CNN got hold of it. And it's just been going, and it's really getting exciting.
Yeah, I bet. After all these years, I mean, it's been, was that 1965? Is that how I understand it, that it was written?
Yes, sir, it was.
So 65, and you're talking all these years later, this song that you just thought was just kind of like, this is fun for my kids and for myself. We recorded it and give it to family and friends. Next thing you know, it's going all over the country, and people are listening to this. That's got to feel pretty awesome.
Oh, yes, sir, it really does. Every time, you know, that I hear it play on the radio, I just get goosebumps on my arms.
I bet. That's got to be a feeling like no other. You know, all these years later, did you ever think that it would come to this?
No, sir, I really didn't. I had big hopes for just to get it played just locally and things like that, but I never in my life thought that it would ever go this far.
Pretty awesome. And I love this story because it's such a heartwarming story. I love anything like this. What we did is I played it the other day, and we got some really good reaction out of it. And I'm like, you know what? Why not? So I just put this song into our regular Christmas rotation. So whenever we have Christmas music's playing, Johnny, this song is going to be in our regular rotation for years to come. So everybody can enjoy it. And just, you know, kind of maybe think back on it and just be like, wow, that was a really cool thing. And I like that song. It's so catchy, by the way. I love it.
Thank you.
I found myself when I was driving around town to some different meetings and stuff, found myself just going, oh, ho, ho, he, he, and I, over and over. Couldn't get
coming
it out of my head.
Down the chimney.
Yes, yes, sir. And it's just great. So how, what do your kids think of this and your grandkids? Your grandkids got to be just like, wow, wow.
They are excited, I think, more than I am because they never thought something like this could happen, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's happened.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So are you still playing music and stuff? Because I did see on the Inside Edition and when the local news crew came out that you were still strumming the guitar and at 83 years old. Is it still something that you pick up on a regular basis?
Yes, sir. I do a one-man band type thing. I have like background music and I play keyboard now and I do some singing.
See,
I do it at my church here in Houston.
I love this. This is so cool. My girlfriend and I were sharing the story over dinner last night, and she hadn't heard about it just yet because she was laying down. She wasn't feeling so hot yesterday. I was telling her about it, let her listen to the song, and her daughter started singing it, and now she's singing it a whole bunch, too. She's walking around the house singing it and, you know, doing the whole Christmas thing with it. And so you've come full circle here, I believe, and this is something that I'm so excited to be able to help. And it's just a small portion of what, you know, the bigger picture is here, but at least we can maybe contribute a little bit to it to get it out there and let more and more people enjoy the music that you came up with.
I appreciate any help you can give me.
Let me ask you this. So this was written back in 65. You're 83 years old. What are some of the things that you've seen change throughout all these years from the 60s all the way to 2019 for Christmas spirit and stuff?
For one thing, artificial trees.
Yeah.
When I was young, we would have to have these trees that you cut down and you put the ornaments on, and you could smell the trees in the house when you put them up. But these artificial trees nowadays, it's not too much like Christmas to me.
I would agree with that. We have an artificial tree, but we have too many cats, and I think that it would probably just not work out well if we had a real one. All those needles on the floor. But I agree. I mean, when we were kids.
Fire has to the real trees.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. Back in the 80s, when I grew up, my parents would bring us out to the tree farm. We'd cut them down ourselves. We'd put them up and, you know, decorate the whole thing. Now you pretty much got to go and get one of those car fresheners just to get it to smell like pine.
Wasn't it fun going out, getting a tree, and picking it out?
Oh, it's one of the best things in the world, you know? There was so much excitement to it. We had an old station wagon that Dad used to drive, and we'd put it up on top of that thing, and he'd hunker it down and drive it, you know, 10 miles out to the house and stick it on up. And if we didn't end up going to the Christmas tree farm, we'd go out to Grandpa's house in his back 40 there, cut one down, drag it out, and put it on up.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But now, you know, it's like, what, $100 a Christmas tree anymore? Just for a real one, even. You might as well buy artificial.
Yeah, probably right there.
It's crazy. So anyhow, anything that you would like to pass on to some Christmas spirit to our listeners, Johnny? Anything that you want to say?
I would like to keep Christ in Christmas.
Amen.
I know I did a song that was for the children, but I still think Christ in Christmas is the real thing.
100% agree with you on that one. Merry Christmas to you, sir. We appreciate your time, and thank you for sharing with us this awesome song that we can spread more Christmas cheer throughout the Michigan area and mid-Michigan specifically. We appreciate you getting us this song and also for spending your time with us today. Heartfelt thank you for that.
Send us some snow down here in Houston. We could...
I could do that, no problem. You know, give me a couple of weeks. I think in a couple of days we're supposed to get dumped on. So, you know, well, I'll do what I can. And if it comes in a box, I might just have to do that.
Well, I would like to wish everyone in Michigan a very happy and blessed Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Johnny. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Y102.